Party Midday.
This is Hardy Midday, Hardy County's daily radio news program. For the next 10 minutes, we will bring you the latest in local news and events, sports, weather, agriculture, and much more. If you have an upcoming event in Hardy County, feel free to send it to hardymidday@gmail.com. Please remember to include any necessary information about your event in your message. Hardy Midday is brought to you by First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue in Wauchula, and online at fnbwauchula.com. Hardy Midday starts now. Lenny Outlaw here. It's Tuesday, December 15th, and welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw, brought to you by the great folks at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your local Hardy County news. With the holiday season in full swing and millions of people online shopping this year, the Hardy County Sheriff's Office is sharing a few tips to ensure your packages are safely delivered. Number one, have your packages delivered to your workplace or your office or a trustworthy neighbor. Number two, if you're getting your packages delivered, require a signature on delivery. Number three, if you don't want packages delivered to your home, you can pick up your packages in person at a UPS or FedEx store or at a post office. Or if you're ordering from a service like Amazon or a pickup site that has its own lockers, you can use those as well. And number four, online delivery services will have the ability to send you delivery alerts. So that way you'll know when your package is delivered and out for delivery and such. Your local events, Relay for Life, will be on Friday, December 18th, Pioneer Park at the Nickerson Ulrich Building. Meal pickup will be from 5 to 7 p.m. and a live auction will be at 6 p.m. Your support is greatly appreciated and together we can find a cure. And on Saturday, December 19th, Boxin' Out in Arcadia will host their first annual holiday cookout from 1 to 3 p.m. It's at 203 South Manatee Avenue in Arcadia. For only $3, you'll get two hot dogs, a bag of chips, and a bottle of water. If you're unable to afford the meal's cost, come on down and they'll take care of you. All proceeds will benefit the Salvation Army in Arcadia. And with the holiday season here, you might have a lot of shipping boxes that need to be recycled. So they encourage everyone to bring your used cardboard and packing foam for recycling. They'll have staff on hand to unload the donated material. Once again, that's on December 19th, this Saturday, at 203 South Manatee Avenue in Arcadia, Boxin' Out from 1 to 3 p.m. And next year, the Hardy County Chamber of Commerce will host the 2021 Vintage Glam Gala on January 30th from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Stream Song Resort in Bowling Green. Dress in your best 1920s and celebrate the success of Hardy County. Attendance is limited due to COVID restrictions. Tickets start at just $125. You can reserve your table or become a sponsor at hardycc.com/gala. Your jobs in Hardy County, Apollo Retail in Sebring is looking for a cosmetic merchandiser. You must be at least 18 years of age, possess a high school diploma or GED, and have a minimum of 2 years retail industry experience. Merchandising and or fixture installation is preferred. Lakeside Neurologic is looking for a switchboard operator. Requirements for this position are a high school diploma or GED, previous experience in a hospital setting, skilled nursing facility, a school or office setting is preferred. And your Wauchula United States Postal Service Post Office is looking for a rural carrier associate. Applicants must have a valid state driver's license, a safe driving record, and at least 2 years of unsupervised experience driving passenger cars or larger in the United States. All of these jobs and more at Indeed.com. The Hardy County Sheriff's Office, Wauchula Police Department, the Bowling Green Police Department, law enforcement agencies nationwide remind you to do the 9 p.m. routine. Check every door and window in your home at 9 p.m. to ensure that it is securely closed and locked to help protect against burglary. Do this on your vehicles as well, removing any valuables from the inside. By doing the 9 p.m. routine each night, you decrease the chances of home invasion and burglary by criminals. Be sure to send your job openings, news, or events to Hardy Midday, HardyMIDDAY@gmail.com. Please remember to include any event brochures, pamphlets, or flyers with your message. They'll greatly assist us and we read them on the air for you. Coming up, your local weather report and forecast, plus the agriculture, business, and sports news. Hardy Midday will return in just a moment.
In the future, digital will enable us to be in perfect sync with the world around us. Synchronizing services and products with the data cloud around customers enables them to prosper anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Claire. It's 5:59 a.m. Heavy traffic on the 528. Expect a delay of 15 minutes. Today's goals include a 5-kilometer morning run. Your car payment to FNB Wachula was made today. Your financial advisor recommends the purchase of Hardy Fresh. Transaction complete. 500 shares have been purchased. Welcome to the office. Access granted. What was the payment for Giovanni's for? Calling bank.
FNB Wachula. Good afternoon, this is Allison. How can I help you?
Oh, thank you. Allison, it's really you.
First National Bank of Wachula. We have the digital connection you need and the personal touch you desire.
At First National Bank of Wachula, you get to do your banking your way. You can still write checks and visit our office. You can use our online telephone banking systems. Our mobile banking can nearly do it all. And of course, there's our full-service ATM. So no matter how you do your banking at First National Bank of Wachula, we have your banking needs covered.
And welcome back to Hardy Midday here on Real Country 102.1 The Outlaw. It's time now for your weather report and forecast. Your 12 p.m. weather for December 15th, 70 degrees Fahrenheit, feels like 70. Cloudy, 0% chance of rain, air quality is fair, maximum UV index is 1, low, wind southwest at 6 miles an hour with gusts up to 8 miles an hour. The humidity is slightly humid, 72%. Dew point 61 degrees Fahrenheit, cloud covers 95%, the visibility 5 miles, and the cloud ceiling was 2,600 feet. Your Hardy County forecast, including the cities of Wachula, Bowling Green, and Zolfo Springs, last updated 9:53 a.m. Eastern Time. Today, mostly cloudy this morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs in the mid-70s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming west around 5 miles an hour in this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s, northwest winds around 5 miles an hour in the evening, becoming light and variable. Wednesday, partly sunny in the morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s, south winds 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming southwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour in the afternoon with a 50% chance of rain. And Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms in the evening. Lows in the lower 60s, southwest winds around 5 miles an hour. Gusts up to 20 miles an hour in the evening with a 30% chance of rain. That is your Hardy Midday weather report and forecast. Let's go now to your agriculture news.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The number of consumers who say they intend to eat beef at least weekly increased from 67 to 72% compared to 2019, and consumer positive perceptions of beef reached 70% for the first time, according to a new report released by the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. NCBA Federation Division Chair Buck Wehrbein tells AgriMarketing.com the impact of the pandemic has been transformative for our economy, and the good news is consumers are choosing beef more often while cooking more at home. Canned fruits and vegetables continue to see increased retail sales, and farmers and marketers expect that trend to continue as winter sets in and COVID cases rise. One canner says it's preparing for a greater than usual spike in sales during the holidays. Supplies of canned fruit became short at times early in the pandemic, but processors and retailers say they've taken steps to avoid that in coming weeks. The USDA's National Ag Statistics Service announced it will reinstate its agricultural labor survey, which was suspended on September 30th. According to thepacker.com, the USDA will mail the questionnaires and collect data immediately. The report will be published February 11th and includes data for the July and October 2020 reference dates, including annual average wage, hired workers, and hours worked. The survey is restarting as a result of a lawsuit brought by the United Farm Workers.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
So, you're looking to finance a new irrigation system?
That's right.
Great. At what interest rate?
0%.
Okay. And how big of a down payment?
$0.
Sure. You'll start making payments when?
Nothing for 18 months.
I see. Is there anything else you'd like?
Yeah. How about a few thousand dollars with a free bonus equipment?
I'm sorry. You'll have to see your local Zimatic dealer to get that kind of bargain. Or visit lindsay.com/offer for details.
Here with your Southeast Regional Ag Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. For the second time since March, the University of Georgia is conducting a survey to understand the impact of the pandemic on Georgia's agricultural industry.
Now we want to know, really, how did it impact you? How much did it impact your 2020? And then the other thing that's occurred since the first survey is there's been the two CFAP programs have come out. I'd like to see that our producers have taken advantage of those CFAP programs.
That's Dr. Mark McCann, Assistant Dean for Extension and Leader for Ag and Natural Resource Programming for UGA Extension. He says it's very important to get this data collected to understand how the pandemic has impacted Georgia's agricultural producers.
It's a strong message that we can send out to both through media and to our decision makers about the impact. And we don't always have those kind of venues or numbers to share. And so I'm really big on taking advantage of them when we can get them pulled together. I think if we look at some of our disaster relief with Hurricane Michael, would indicate the power of having real numbers to work from.
UGA is hoping to get all of the surveys collected before the Christmas holiday, so please fill yours out this week. You can find it on any of the partnering organizations' websites.
So Georgia Department of Agriculture, Georgia Farm Bureau, UGA Extension, Foundation for Agriculture, Georgia Grown, all have it on their websites.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of great careers in agriculture, one of which could be yours. With the number of different job boards that are online these days, it can be overwhelming trying to find out what best suits you as an individual in the ag industry. Hey, sift through the clutter and find your agricultural career on the job board focused on you, agcareers.com. AgCareers.com is the leading online job board for the agricultural, food, natural resources, and biotechnology industries. We are committed to fueling the next generation of talent in agriculture in an effort to feed the world. We understand and support the vast number and variety of careers possible in the industry, from welders and biotechnologists to agricultural teachers and software developers. The time to work in agriculture has never been better, with nearly 6,000 career opportunities available on AgCareers.com. An opportunity for you is out there. Search for your future today on AgCareers.com.
This is Tim Hammerich with your Southeast Regional Ag Report from the Ag Information Network.
And now for the business news, stock market report, and your sports news.
With the SR News Business Brief, I'm John Scott. The Federal Reserve will weigh further options for aiding the U.S. economy this week.
Federal Reserve policymakers will be looking at two things: a short-term economic outlook that's worsening, along with a longer-term picture that's brightening thanks to the vaccines. After its meeting Wednesday, the Fed could announce steps to try to offset the pandemic's increasing drag on growth, or it could choose to mostly watch and wait. This week's policy meeting coincides with a record-shattering resurgence of COVID-19. That's caused an increase in business restrictions and made Americans more reluctant to shop, travel, and dine out. Shelley Adler, Washington.
The Dow lost 184 points today to 29,861. The NASDAQ gained 62 to 12,440. The S&P 500 off 16 points to 3,647. New York oil up 37 cents to $46.94 a barrel. With business, I'm John Scott.
With SRN Sports, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Chiefs beat the Dolphins 33-27 and clinched a fifth consecutive AFC West title. Even still, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid didn't like how they finished the game after taking a 32-10 lead.
Probably the primary thing is that we ended up winning the game, which I don't want to lose focus on. They're a good football team, playoff caliber team. So, and we could have helped out offensively too. So it was a team thing that we need to finish. And I'll take responsibility for that.
Packers beat the Lions 31-24, wrap up the NFC North for a second consecutive year. Eagles end a four-game losing skid 24-21 over the Saints. Seahawks keep the Jets winless 40-3. Titans 31-10 over the Jaguars, 12th straight loss for Jacksonville. Colts beat the Raiders 44-27. That's their fourth win in five games. Buccaneers over the Vikings 26-14. This is SRN Sports. Washington beats the 49ers 23-15 to take over first place in the NFC East, a game ahead of the Giants, who lost to the Cardinals 26-7. Bears beat the Texans 36-7. Broncos over the Panthers 32-27. Cowboys beat the Bengals as Andy Dalton returns to Cincinnati 30-7. And the Chargers beat the Falcons 20-17. College football poll, Alabama remains number one as the Crimson Tide prepares for Florida in the SEC title game. Rest of the top five remain the same, Notre Dame followed by Ohio State, Clemson, and Texas A&M. Cincinnati, Indiana, Iowa State, Coastal Carolina, and Georgia round out the top 10. Florida falls from 6th to 11th after a loss Saturday to LSU. And the Florida forward, Keyontae Johnson, remains in critical but stable condition after collapsing on the court Saturday. This is SRN Sports.
And that concludes our time today with Hearty Midday, brought to you by the great folks and friendly service you'll find over at First National Bank of Wauchula, 406 North 6th Avenue here in Wauchula. Your quote for the day, middle age is when your age starts to show around your middle. Tune in tomorrow for the latest in Hardy County news and information. I've been Glenn, and we will see you then. Have a great rest of your day. For a recording of today's show, send an email with the date of the show requested to hardymidday@gmail.com. Hardy Midday shows may not be sold or redistributed without the express written consent of WAUC Radio and Hardy Broadcasting. The news and event information presented in this show has been verified to the best of our ability. Please contact us if any errors are found. This has been Hardy Midday, a production of Hardy Broadcasting, LLC.